KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
Cabinet has dismissed claims 72,000 farmers have signed up to relocate to the US. US President Donald Trump recently offered to grant US citizenship to white Afrikaner farmers, falsely claiming that their land is being taken by the South African government. At a post cabinet briefing in Cape Town a short while ago, Minister in the Presidency Khumbudzo Ntshavheni questioned the figure that has been bandied about.
According to data, both from AgriSA, Stats SA and the Department of Agriculture, South Africa only has just over 41,000 commercial farmers, and therefore there cannot be 72,000 commercial farmers living in South Africa.
A mental health expert says South Africans are still grappling with the psychological effects of the COVID pandemic. Today marks 5 years since the country was placed under a national state of disaster. A level 5 hard lockdown was imposed to control the spread of COVID-19. Hundreds of thousands of people lost their lives between 2020 and 2022. Kaylee Wood, a senior counsellor at the SA Depression and Anxiety Group, says many are still struggling with the long-term effects of the pandemic.
We are still seeing lingering anxiety, health-related fears, social disconnect. You know, there's also people who are continuing to struggle with burnout, particularly in high-stress professions. A global study actually found that the prevalence of anxiety and depression increased by 25% during the pandemic.
She says navigating social life after the lockdown has been difficult for some. Wood says those struggling to process the trauma of losing their loved ones can get help.
So brain-based therapies are really effective in terms of coping and dealing with almost like pandemic-related traumas. So brain-based therapies like brain spotting, BWRT, EMDR, they're really effective in processing that trauma. CBT, so cognitive behavior therapy, which is helping individuals reframe negative thought patterns, as well as dialectical behavior therapy, so DBT, which is useful for managing emotional distress.
The N3 at Van Rienen's Pass is closed on both sides after a diesel spillage. The road traffic inspectorate, Sindim Simang, says it's not clear at this stage what caused it.
The services are on scene to contain and clean the spillage. This might take about an hour. If you have plans of using this route, please expect delays.
And Turkish courts have ordered the release of 7 journalists detained for covering the worst protests to grip the country in decades. Demonstrations have swept across Turkey over the past week following the arrest and jailing of Istanbul's popular opposition mayor Ekrem İmamoğlu. He is widely seen as the main political rival of President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Large crowds have hit the streets daily, defying protest bans in Turkey's 3 largest cities, with the nightly gatherings often descending into running battles with riot police. Northeastern KZN is on a yellow level 2 alert for disruptive rain today and tomorrow. It could cause flooding. Durban, a high of 24 this afternoon. Pietermaritzburg, 20. Richards Bay, 25. The top story, Cabinet has dismissed claims 72,000 farmers have signed up to relocate to the US. For Newswatch, I'm Dineo Mpahlele.